Begin the current daf mesechtes yevam mesdaf tzadi ches. We begin the mid base. We begin to say with the words the gemara hs aviv regarding the father's wife. Taisa says hak brisa. So this brisa that permits a ger to marry his father's wife is kribeliezer, like kribeliezer which Rabban Sanhedrin daf nun ches which Taisa previously mentioned. Amar Rabbi Kiva poligala. He disagrees for us hs aviv. He actually says that the father's wife is forbidden, but shoyach is aviv. And the father's sister is permitted. Which machlokes is how to translate the pasuk about kinyan versus abazimai regarding what type of relationships are we talking about, father's wife or sister? But the halacha is gedolus. He says, "Please can you bekiva rulek or bekiva?" Because Rabbi Eliezer shemuti is excommunicated, as the Gemara elsewhere says. But Rami usually is Rabbi Eliezer. But one should be careful and to be considering Rabbi Eliezer's opinion also, to be stringent and to have the father's sister also forbidden. Next says, "Mazdem the Gemara nasi ishabita if he married a woman and a daughter." Taisa explains, but Nasan Kishahu, Behem Menachi, sorry, we're talking about where he and them got married when they were old, not Jewish, commensurate with the coins, like Rashi points this out. And Void Yishal Dakhtik, you could also point this out, Midigtani, from other words where you say Koinis Achas. What's Koinis Achas? Bibi Solai, we're talking about that where he was Jewish, Havali Lameme Yoki Kaimachas, that to maintain. Whereas if you imagine when they were not Jewish, that means Koinis, because now when they convert, he has to make a new Kedushin. That's just saying the Lashon of Koinis. And that's how you could tell that it was when they were not Jewish. Kinnik says, "Mazda b'gemar d'gemar isha bita," a woman and her daughter, is where we're talking about this discrepancy between. We're talking about that the maternal relationships that are forbidden. More than isha b'chayis of a name. So to is let's say a woman and her maternal sister, or isha bas bito, a woman and her granddaughter. Aval isha bas bina, but a woman and her son's daughter, or isha b'chayis of menav, or a woman and her paternal sister. The Hainu share of which these are relationships through the men, Chita She Maitzi, most definitely that you don't have to remove, as the Gemara points us out. And Basham Likitchila Yichnis. But maybe Likitchila won't not get married, as we said regarding the Sheira Av. Oishem, maybe no. Kimishen Isaba, Ela the Kedushin, the case we mentioned, the Issa is only actually through marriage. Af Likitchila Yichnis, maybe these cases where the paternal relationship is even initially one could get married. Because I mean, like we say, Shemutabesa Achim Meimah, they're permitted in his maternal brother's wife. We're not concerned for a brother who was born afterwards. The Pesach, according to Rashi, explains the reason is because it comes to a Gedushin. Maybe here also you would say that too as a leniency, and therefore even like a Tchil Yichnes. He's permitted in this Ger, is permitted in his brother's wife. I love, says the Gemara, the Nasvik Shul Ger, isn't it Toma where he got married as a Ger? The Gemara says no. But says Tayyis Temler, it's a wonder to the Reek, because the Maisharina, why we're permitting the brother's wife, Kishu Ger, when he's a Ger, Hola El, Gazrin, Achis, Abachis, and Imer, previously, the Gemara made a Gezerah by his maternal system, Shem Nos Lachlubi, could be confused with a Jewish person. Now, Hanami here also, should say the same confusion. If we can say no, Kimish, all the Kedushin, like Gazrin, since through Kedushin, we don't make a Gezerah, but mother in law, the Kedushin, which is through Kedushin, we don't know, we do say it's awesome. So it says, Bishop, it says, yeah, the Shana Chamaisa, mother in law is different than the Kedushin, that's through his own marriage. But his brother's wife, the Kedushi Achiv, that's to his brother's Kedushin, that we wouldn't be Kaiser. But moreover, the Ishas Achiv be Achiv Leshchicha. A brother's wife by the brother's household, you're not usually near each other, so we wouldn't make such a Gezerah. Well, Imo Bita Shchicha Dodi, but mother and daughter are near each other, and therefore that would be something that we would say is problematic. Or Inami, another approach is you could say, yeah, Chabaisai, why are we being more stringent on the mother in law? Even though it's through Kedushin, is because Nikkur's al Shemay, because she's called by him, because the Karlei Chamsa the plan, they say, oh, the mother loves such and such a person. You say, his Shviger. Aval Eishas Achim, but regarding the sister-in-law, the brother's wife, Lemikri Eishas Achim, they don't say she's the wife of the brother of that person. And therefore, that's the difference between those two cases. Next is Master Gemar Kalash Leisucha. Yeah, but it's more of a lighter Isser, according to Bekivam, after the death of his wife. So he says, "Tam, it's a wonder because the Mekamak of my Rishon still wants the Gemara answer. Akati ikakaris, right? There's no more Sreifa, but it's still Karis. The Lematia because the Masreifa, the main level, like we said, the puzzle is only excluding from the Misa Sreifa. So he says, "Bishlam, what you can say? The Mekamak it's still a community culture, since ultimately the Isra is a little bit less. You don't have Sreifa, you only have Karis. Now it's a chum like to begin. Like Misa, the sage didn't want to be good to begin after the death. Keeping the Af Mechaim, which I mean, because really, Mekar did even when they were alive, it's permitted. But then says, "Tam, if you can say Labai, don't be sure of a Kunda Abai that he says in Berkish Rabba." That he doesn't hold to this interpretation. Kiva holds it's permitted after death. So, Michael, remember, what are you going to say? How could you find a time that permits a ger and his mother-in-law after the death of his wife? Says Taisa Vishlamit. You can say, "Is he right?" There is no such opinion that would hold that that the man would be permitted in his mother-in-law, rather according to everyone, would be also. Kinnik says, not the beginning of the Gemara, Miktsas and Achen, which just points out that it's a Braisi, because it doesn't really start off with anything, it just starts saying it without turning up on them. And Burach, the Rabbi Nachmanel, actually grows Tarabana. He actually is zeirus that it should say Tarabana, which opens up the words generally when we quote a Braisa.